Porrick Lodge is here with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Examiner gives front page coverage to concerns expressed by the College of Psychiatrists of Ireland about the impact on adolescents of chemically modified cannabis products found in vapes and edibles, which can include gummy bears or cakes. Niamh Griffin reports that young men in particular are being left with severe psychotic episodes and needing months in hospital to recover. The top story for the Irish Independent is that the rate of empty shops in our towns has reached a record high. Rates of dereliction are highest in small towns in the west. Reporter Caoimhe Gordon explains that the rise in the number of vacant premises is being driven by changing consumer habits, the growth of online commerce, remote working and rising business costs. The Irish Times has a feature written by Conor Lally on an unmarked truck being used by Gardaí to catch drivers breaking road traffic laws. The idea came from police in Belgium, and Inspector Peter Woods commented that in rush hour you'll see people in traffic watching matches on their tablets or laptops, people eating breakfast cereals and others putting on their makeup or shaving. The publication of RTE's annual report for 2023 provides the lead story for the Irish Daily Mail with a headline, "Losses at RTE triple to €9.1 million". Inside, the paper lists the 10 best paid broadcasters alongside their photographs and salaries and a comparison with how those figures compare to the previous year. Interviewed in the Irish Daily Mirror, RTE Sunday Game presenter Jackie Hurley speaks about viewers expressing their frustration to her about the GAA Go subscription service. The Cork woman told Sandra Mallon that she welcomed the conversations and the GAA should be for all of us. Sickening is the one-word headline on the front of the Irish Sun. It's under a mugshot of the BBC's former chief news presenter Hugh Edwards, who avoided going to jail yesterday. The paper quotes the judge at Westminster Magistrates Court, who said that his repugnant behaviour inflicted a lifetime of suffering on children. Coverage runs across 7 pages, with crime editor Mike Sullivan writing that the mask of reassurance and dignity which looked out from our screen has been lifted, exposing a sordid and pathetic creep of a man. According to the Irish News, more than 20 companies have expressed an interest in buying into the shipyard business of Harland and Wolff. The London-listed parent group of the Belfast shipyard is to be placed into administration, the second collapse of the business in 5 years. The Belfast Telegraph has a photo of Taoiseach Simon Harris in Derry yesterday with a flock of birds in the background. The Taoiseach told reporters that while he wanted progress on the rebuild of Casement Park, he wouldn't commit any further funding to the project. We read in the Echo that people in Cork and Kerry could face increased waiting times for ambulance services under proposed cuts which are due to come into effect next Monday. A SIP2 spokesperson said the union had identified 15 shifts that would be lost under the plans. And finally, the Irish Daily Star has welcome news for those heading to the ploughing. Long spells of sunshine are forecast for the coming days, with the paper hopeful that ploughing fans won't get stuck in the mud.
Well, that's good news, Porrick. Thank you.